You will hear part of a seminar on ocean research given by a climate scientist.
First, you have some time to look at questions.
As you listen, answer the questions. Thanks to all of you for coming along today to hear about how the Robotic Float Project is helping with ocean research. Well, first of all, we'll look at what a robotic float does and its use. So let's start with the device itself. It looks a bit like a cigar, and it's about 1.5 meters long. More importantly, it's full of equipment that's designed to collect data. So it can help us in building up a profile of different factors which work together within the world's oceans. But let's move on to how floats work. The operational cycle goes like this. Each of the floats is dropped in the ocean from a boat at a set point and activated from a satellite. Then the float immediately sinks about 2,000 metres. That's 2 whole kilometres down in the water. It stays at this depth for about 10 days and is carried around by the currents which operate in the ocean at this level. During this time, it's possible for it to cover quite large distances, but the average is 50 kilometres.
So, what is it actually recording?
Well, at this stage, nothing. But as it rises to the surface, it collects all sorts of data. Most importantly, variations in salinity, that's salt levels, and the changes in temperature, a bit like underwater weather balloons. Then, when it gets back to the surface, all the data it's collected is beamed up to the satellite. After about 5 hours on the surface, the float automatically sinks, beginning the whole process again.
What happens to the data?
Well, the information is transferred direct to onshore meteorological stations, like our one in Hobart, and within 4 hours the findings can be on computers, and they can be mapped and analysed.